just consistency and going out there and doing it. I think after watching the film, there was obviously some good things that we put out there, and you know, we just could keep improving on those, and the areas that weren't so great, we got to really, you know, step up our game, because, you know, the regular season is about 2 weeks away, and it's coming fast. So the things that, you know, we're doing well, we need to continue to do well, and the things that we're not doing so well, we really need to, you know, figure out what we need to get done and come together as a unit and do better. I think it's a constant, you know, process where we're always trying to get better, and we're really focusing on certain things. And 1 week we're focusing on one thing, one week we're focused on something else. And you just try to build up those core concepts and core principles of your offense. And then, you know, when the regular season hits, you kind of hit the ground running and hope you've got enough of, you know, those things run that you feel good about it. You know, that's probably the way it is around most of the league. And I think for us especially, we're just trying to build our core concepts and you know, kind of principles. So we just try to emphasize the things that we do. And I think the preseason has been more about us just trying to, you know, we're not so much worried about the defense. We're more worried about ourselves as an offense and what we need to do, and just go out and execute whatever look the defense gives you. And, you know, so I think, you know, it's similar throughout the league. Like, you don't want to show a ton of stuff, but you also have to work on things. And I think that's where we're at. Yeah, no doubt. I think it's always a constant motion in the process of us always being on the same page. And, you know, the best thing about Miles and I think for myself is we're always willing to work at it. So we're always talking, you know, our lockers are right by each other. It's a constant communication, and that's what you need. And as long as we're going in the right direction, we're all trying to get better, then, you know, that's all you could ask for. Sure. Yeah. And we talk about it. We talk about, you know, he'll say, well, when I was in Dallas, I did this. And I said, well, and, you know, here it's different. And when I was in New England, we did this. And so now we're all just trying to get all together on the same page. And you have to listen to other people's ideas. I think that's the best way to go about it, because there's more than one way to skin a cat. And sometimes when you listen to other people's opinions, I think it's valuable, because they can bring up good things. So I think we're all just kind of bouncing ideas off of each other. And obviously we have to stick within the system we're in. But it's good to have a veteran player, especially for me as a quarterback who hasn't played much, who played with a guy like Tony Romo, who, you know, he's given me ideas, and, you know, we can kind of go forward and just try to all get on the same page. I can only speak for myself. I don't think that it's been, you know, anything that I didn't expect. I think, obviously, you know, we've talked about it before. This is, I think, my sixth system in 2 calendar years. So, I mean, for me, it's always a constant learning process. And, you know, we talk about having Rex Grossman here, who now I can – talk to a guy who's actually played in the system and say, well, on this play, have you ever hit this guy, or, you know, on this certain route, should he look like this and then bend it back this way? I mean, it's good to have him to, like I said, to bounce ideas off of a guy who's actually played when, you know, defenses are coming at him, and he knows how to react to it. So I think it'll always be a learning process. I think anyone who is trying to get better, you're always trying to learn and figure out what it takes to be a better quarterback for the system.